If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this first day of September 2010. Lots to talk about today, but none of it really has any relationship with the other. Somebody asked me on a comment to a video if it would be possible to insert a piece of paper, an eye pop, in with all of the Bill TV t-shirts. The answer is no. Spreadshirt handles all of my t-shirts, and both in America and in the UK. And they do a fantastic job. I mean, it's been the one way that I could, because I used to get these shirts printed myself as a gift to the people that got the Bill TV video every year. And it was they were all done locally, and there weren't a whole lot that I got printed, but they're like 250 shirts or something that have been sold. I make no money off of any of these. I did it just to be affordable. I'm not trying to make a living off of this. I just want people to be able to afford to buy them. And a lot of people that buy them are younger people, and so I don't want them paying me money to wear my logo or any of these things. So they are the cheapest base price that you can possibly get. It's Spreadshirt, and it's Bill TV Macon, and you can find it. But anyway, so yeah, I've been trying to get them to answer a question for like 3 months, and every time I type and say, can you please tell me how I can include a voucher to someone that would enable them to get one of my shirts, and I would pay for it, and I wouldn't know where they lived. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the advantage of Spreadshirt, is that you can buy something from me that I created, and I don't know any information from you. No credit card, no address, no nothing. I don't see any of it. I see how many shirts have been sold, which shirts are more popular, and that's it. That's it. You know, so, gosh, I'm rambling. I need more coffee. It's 5 o'clock in the morning while I'm doing this, by the way. So that gives you any indication. The other thing that I thought was amazingly funny, and I'm not making fun of this, but a friend of mine contacted me and said, I need for you to remove any reference of me on your site. Now, it wasn't... I know, you're known by the company you keep, and yes, all of you should be asking me to remove references because, you know, I'm just this old man. But, no, the thing was, is I believe they had made some videos that perhaps they didn't want future employers to see, and so they wanted to remove their existence from the internet. Now, the frightening thing is that I have a list, a master list of everyone that I've shouted. And I did this because my memory's bad, and I can look at a name or you know, see a channel or something and say, well, I wonder if I've shouted them out before. So then I can search, and I can see if they've been shouted or how many times or when. And then when people ask me, you know, did you shout me out? And I'll look at the list. I'll say yes. And they say, well, when? And I can tell them the exact video. So it you know, for a reference point. And yes, it was a pain to make because I've got 277 videos up there, but it's done now. So all I have to do is every time I load a new video, I update the list. But if you think that you can remove, by removing links somewhere, that you can remove your existence or anything that you've put online, you are sorely mistaken. Have you ever just done an unfiltered search somewhere or just Googled your own name to see what's out there? It's amazing. I know for sure that if I were to take the Bill TV Macon YouTube channel down today, that in 2 or 3 years there would still be those videos floating around somewhere because they're copied. They're copied by sites, usually overseas or you know an Oriental site somewhere. I don't know who or why, but yeah, I've typed and found some videos of people that I thought were long gone, which I thought was really amazing. So be careful of what you put online because and the other thing too is really don't be too hard on yourself because the only reason my generation got around that is because we really didn't have any of this when I was growing up. And we live in an age where everybody knows everything about you and even where you are at the moment, which is a little frightening. So yes, be careful. Be very, very careful about the information, but just know it's always going to be there. And on that, we'll end. We'll see you soon.